Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold announced yesterday her office has ordered Douglas County Clerk and Recorder Merlin Klotz to disclose information regarding a possible breach of security protocols. Klotz is under investigation for allegedly making an unauthorized copy of his county's election system server. Klotz is the third Republican county clerk to be investigated by the Secretary of State's office. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder are also under investigation for allegedly making unauthorized copies of their county election servers. Klotz and Schroeder are among five plaintiffs in a recent lawsuit filed against the Secretary of State, claiming the election system software used in 2020 was improperly certified and that Griswold's office illegally destroyed election records. Griswold has denied the claims against her office by asserting the lawsuit is based on multiple unfounded election conspiracy theories. Klotz has until February 10th to respond to the order. Hundreds of people gathered at the Douglas County School District in Castle Rock on Thursday to protest an alleged secret school board meeting. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The protest was organized by the district's teachers' union over the alleged school board meeting that was only attended by four of the seven members of the school board. The Denver Gazette reports that the alleged meeting was attended by Mike Peterson, Christy Williams, Becky Myers, and Kaylee Weingar, who reportedly gave Superintendent Corey Wise an ultimatum to either resign or be fired. The three minority members of the school board said they were only informed of the ultimatum after the fact. If the four board members did make the decision, it would have violated the Colorado Open Meetings Law by making a unilateral personal decision without informing the entire board. The ultimatum for Wise reportedly came after a contentious meeting last week where the board voted 4-3 to make changes to the district's equity policy. Kaylee Weingar, one of the four board members who voted for the change, said that it was the majority's worry about the possibility of the district teaching critical race theory in Douglas County classrooms. The district announced it would hold a special meeting at 5 p.m. today at the district's Castle Rock administration office. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Boulder County has submitted a request to the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist the communities of Superior, Louisville, and unincorporated Boulder County in funding the safe and proper removal of debris and ash caused by the December 30th Marshall Fire and windstorm. The request submitted this week seeks financial help to remove large debris, including destroyed structures, foundations, damaged trees and vegetation, and contaminated soil, which will include sampling and testing. FEMA could take 4 weeks to complete its review of the request. According to a joint statement released yesterday by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, federal agencies have provided more than $69 million in grants and loans to assist in the recovery from the December 30th fire and windstorm. Those affected by the disaster can still apply for FEMA assistance until March 2nd. FEMA's Mitigation Community Education and Outreach Team is also providing mitigation advice to community members at the Lowe's in Louisville until February 8th and at other home improvement retail outlets until March 1st. The Colorado Senate Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee voted down a bill yesterday that would have banned the hunting of mountain lions, bobcats, and Canadian lynx. According to the Colorado Sun, the committee's first hearing this session lasted several hours because of the amount of public testimony on the measure. The Colorado Sun reports the Humane Society supported the bill, but it faced fierce opposition by hunters, anglers, farmers, and other opponents who flooded the email inboxes of lawmakers with comments about the legislation. The debate on the measure became so contentious that three of the bill's sponsors pulled their support. The committee rejected the bill by a vote of 4-1, with a lone vote in favor of the measure coming from remaining sponsor Senator Sonia Jaquez Lewis of Boulder County. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes sunny skies with highs in the 30s. Wind chill values will range from minus 4 in Boulder to minus 11 in Fort Collins. Tonight's skies will be mostly cloudy in Fort Collins and Boulder and mostly clear for Denver with lows in the teens. Tomorrow's forecast includes sunny skies with highs in the 40s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 10 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.